Welcome to the SearchSystemsChannel.com podcast. This is Nicole Harding, Associate Site Editor. Today's guest is expert Dave Sobel, CEO of Evolve Technologies. Dave will answer some frequently asked questions about Windows Small Business Server 2008 migration. Thanks for joining us, Dave.
No, thanks for having me.
What are the basic steps for performing a Windows SBS 2008 migration?
Well, there are six basic steps to the SBS migration process. So first, you'll prepare the SBS 2003 system, your source server, the Windows SBS 2008 migration. This will include making sure the source server and the network are ready for migration by a backup, evaluating the system health, updating the system, and raising the functional level of Active Directory. Additionally, you'll run the migration preparation tool on the source server. Second, you'll create the migration answer file for the SBS 2008 migration. And third, you'll install SBS 2008 on the new target server in migration mode. Fourth, you'll move the settings and data to the destination server. You'll use one of the basic methodologies available for SBS migration. Fifth, you'll clean up the links to the old server, and you'll go ahead and move the folder redirection and adjusting any required settings. And finally, you'll run the Windows SBS 2008 Best Practices Analyzer and resolve any additional migration issues.
And is it possible to do an in-place upgrade?
Well, strictly speaking, no. SBS 2003 is a 32-bit product, and SBS 2008 is a 64-bit product. So there is no in-place upgrade. It is possible to do an upgrade using only one piece of hardware if you use virtualization, provided that the core system is 64-bit. Each individual procedure you might use will specify how many pieces of hardware you'll need.
Can solutions providers use virtualization with SBS migrations?
Well, the key to SBS migrations is the use of multiple machines and proper backups. So virtualization can assist in both and thus be really helpful to allow a solution provider to do more with the hardware available.
So what are the major limitations solution providers may experience in migrating?
So the number one limitation will be the restrictions of the methodology used. So a start-over methodology where you install from scratch will be limited by time and resources as there's a lot of manual labor to the process. Network restrictions also have to be taken into account, ensuring there's a high-speed data connectivity between the servers involved in the migration. And finally, you need to take into account the customer's line of business applications that need to be migrated when looking to perform the migration.
So what should solution providers do if things go wrong?
Well, the importance of the backups comes to the forefront when things go wrong. So with a good, complete system state backup, you'll be able to roll back entirely to the beginning of the process. If things are going wrong, don't be afraid to stop and re-examine where you are and make the right decision about moving forward or rolling back.
Dave Sobel, CEO of Evolve Technologies, thank you for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's been great.
And thank you for listening to this FAQ podcast from SearchSystemsChannel.com.